This is The Guardian.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Looking for your next great podcast? We live in unprecedented times. To make sense of it, what if you could learn from some of the most influential people on the planet? The podcast Tools and Weapons is hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Every week, he has a candid conversation with guests, including prime ministers and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists. The latest episode features Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science. They're putting digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre. Listen to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the drug that Hollywood celebrities and billionaires like Elon Musk are using to shed huge amounts of weight in a matter of weeks.
When Twitter owner Elon Musk got slimmer, crediting fasting and Wegovy, a weight loss drug, it went viral.
And now a version of it is coming here, if you have a prescription.
Pharmacies here in the UK are to begin selling a controversial weight loss jab. It's called Wegovy or semaglutide, and it will be available with a prescription. And it works by suppressing appetite.
With a quarter of adults in England now classed as having obesity, some see the jabs as a potential game changer in the fight against the disease that costs the NHS £6 billion a year. But when the causes of obesity are so complex and personal, is there a danger that a quick fix won't address the root cause of the disease? And could it even increase stigma? From The Guardian, I'm Ian Sample, and this is Science Weekly. Nicola Davis, you're a science correspondent for The Guardian, and you've written about these new weight loss injections. First of all, Wegovy isn't the first weight loss jab approved here in the UK. A drug called Saxenda, which is made by the same company, is already available. So what makes Wegovy different?
So the one that's been around for a while is called Saxenda, and the drug it contains is called liraglutide. The other drug, Wegovy, is a new kid on the block, and that contains a drug called semaglutide. And the difference really is that the semaglutide appears to be a bit more effective. So there was a study out, I think it was in January 2022, which tried to look at the two. And in that, they basically found that the mean body weight change from the sort of start of the trial to 68 weeks was a drop of almost 16% with semaglutide versus a 6.4% drop with liraglutide, that's Saxenda. So one appears to be more effective than the other, and that's the main difference. But there is another important difference as well, which is that liraglutide is a daily injection and semaglutide is a once a week injection. Of course, that makes a difference as well when you're thinking about how these drugs might be used.
How do these drugs work?
So they're both what are known as GLP-1 receptor agonists. GLP-1 stands for glucagon-like peptide 1, and that's a hormone, and it's released after you've eaten. And so basically, these drugs mimic that hormone. This hormone sort of promotes a feeling of fullness once you've eaten. The other thing that it does is it does slow down the emptying of the stomach as well. So it's kind of got those two effects, and both of those will combine to aid weight loss.
You talked about the percentage weight drop that people were experiencing when they're on these kinds of drugs, but what does that amount to in sort of kilograms and pounds for even some of our listeners?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, the key thing to say is that the trials do suggest that these drugs can lead to significant weight loss. I mean, the semaglutide, the Wegovy, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, they said that patients taking those injections once a week, over the course of a year, their weight fell by about 12%. I mean, we're talking here, you know, 10 kilos or so. I mean, this is a significant amount of weight that people are losing. And that's important because it's very, very difficult for people to lose weight and to lose significant amounts of weight and to keep that weight off. So things like this, where you're really seeing those quite substantial effects, you know, they have caused a lot of excitement.
So they seem to work, but are there many major side effects that we know of?
Every drug has side effects, and indeed these do as well. I mean, if you look at Wegovy, you know, the most common side effects reported include things like nausea, vomiting, constipation, stomach pain, headache, you know, diarrhea. I mean, these are not things that you particularly want. And we at The Guardian ran a piece several months ago now, I think, where one of our reporters spoke to people who had sort of firsthand experience with these drugs, and they were saying that actually quite often people do feel quite sick and sort of quite nauseated by the idea of food, kind of repulsed by food. So that is also potentially contributing to why they're also helping with weight loss.
There's been a lot of interest in this story in part because celebrities like Elon Musk have credited Wegovy as being the secret behind their own weight loss. Here in the UK, how will people actually get a hold of it?
So the idea is that it will be prescribed, you know, it will be available on the NHS. Recently, it was announced that high street pharmacies, so places like Boots and Superdrug, will also be able to prescribe it through their online doctor services. So it's a prescription drug. It's not something you can just go and pop out and sort of get off a shelf somewhere. But when we talk about people getting hold of it, I mean, there is an issue, which is that while the drug has been approved for use here in the UK, there's a supply problem. We don't have any of it here yet. So at the moment, you can't go out and get a prescription of Wegovy. And that, you know, obviously means no one can get hold of it right now.
What are the criteria for being able to get it when it is available?
The idea is that it will be available for adults with at least one weight-related condition. So obstructive sleep apnea, heart disease, and a body mass index of at least 35. So we are talking obesity here. But that said, there's also advice that, you know, in exceptional cases, some people whose BMI is actually 30 or higher might also be able to access the drug. But it really is for people who are at the higher end of the BMI scale.
So these injections, they're once a week and they're self-administered. The people give themselves the injection. Is there a limit to the length of time someone can take the drug for?
Recommendations from NICE say that Wegovy can only be offered for weight management for a maximum of 2 years. So whether or not it would be okay to continue taking it after that, I suspect that, you know, more research is needed to look at long-term use. And then that, of course, begs the question, if, as many experts have said, these drugs only work as long as you're taking them, what happens after that two-year period? And I think that's where it's really important to say that medics are very clear, these drugs shouldn't be used sort of in isolation on their own. They should be used alongside support around diet, support around exercise. And indeed, that's how they have been used in these trials. Most of these trials have compared sort of diet and exercise and a placebo against those things plus Wegovy or one of the other similar drugs. So it's not the case that you just use it on its own. If you remove that weekly injection, you know, there is a concern there, you know, because we know how easy it is for weight to go back on again. So I think that is going to be a very important issue there.
Now, not everyone's welcomed this news. What are some of the concerns around Wegovy?
So I think there are concerns around the drug itself, and then there are concerns around how it's used. So in terms of, you know, around the drug itself, I think that, you know, so far it seems to be safe, but there does need to be more research around the safety and the side effects. In terms of how it's used, I think there just have been concerns about whether this is seen as a sort of quick fix to the obesity crisis. Now, clearly there is an issue there about treating people who have obesity. It's a disease that is linked to a lot of other health concerns. It increases the risk of diabetes, of heart disease, certain cancers, you know, to name but a few. And there are not that many great options for helping people to lose weight and to keep it off. So obviously there's that side of things where the drugs are quite exciting. But I think there's a concern that there needs to be more done to help to prevent people from getting obese in the first place. And that really takes a lot of public health and political will as well. Experts have been quite frustrated by the lack of action on that side of things. For example, we've seen a delay again from the government on banning adverts for foods that are high in fat, salt and sugar before 9 p.m. or buy one, get one free deals on junk food. That's all been shelved until 2025. And that kind of shift has concerned people because it's not sort of putting those preventative measures necessarily as high a priority as many would like. So I think the drugs are seen as being very exciting on the one hand, but just so long as there is no distraction from the other. And I think that that is something, a concern that some people have voiced.
Have any of the experts you've spoken to raised any concerns about these drugs in terms of people with, say, body image issues or eating disorders, whether they may start using these kinds of drugs?
So BEAT, which is the eating disorder charity, has said, you know, it's really important that these medications are sold under the strictest possible conditions because they do have concerns about them being used exactly as you say. So, you know, they say that these medications can be very attractive to people with eating disorders as they offer a quick fix solution. And I think that that is a concern, you know, this idea that it can make people even more unwell, can entrench eating disorder thoughts and behaviours. I think there is the potential risk there, and that has raised concerns about how tightly the sort of prescription of these drugs are managed. That said, I mean, I reached out to Boots and to Superdrug and sort of said to them, look, how is this prescribed? And they've said it is prescription and that they sort of are confident that there are these, you know, procedures in place to make sure that these drugs do reach to people who need them and not those people who may be accessing them for the wrong reason. You know, I spoke to Natasha Devon, who is a body image and mental health campaigner. And, you know, one of the issues that she raised was that there's already a lot of pressure on people who are obese. And this idea that, you know, losing weight by any means will make you healthier and will be, you know, it's the answer to everything. And, you know, she said that can lead to issues around body image and eating disorders. And so that's a really important consideration when we're looking at messaging around these drugs and how they're used. And I think she also raised a really important point, which I sort of touched on earlier, which is that where these drugs are used, there does need to be support, psychological, lifestyle, all sorts of other things in place there. I mean, she raised the kind of parallel with antidepressants, where an awful lot of people are on antidepressants, but, you know, not a lot can necessarily access all the psychological support that might actually really help them alongside that. And I think that that is it's quite an interesting comparison to draw there, you know, where you don't want this to be a surface level solution. You do need to consider, you know, the messaging, you need to consider who this is aimed at and how these drugs are used and the support given around the drugs as well.
I think that is a really interesting point, actually, that the availability of these drugs creates an atmosphere in which people who would qualify for having them, people with, you know, BMI over 35, over 30, depending, might feel pressured to be taking them because, you know, if you're not on this drug, why are you not on this drug? You know, is that how they're going to feel society is sort of seeing the issue?
Exactly. And I think that's important because not everybody who could potentially be eligible will necessarily have access. And those who do have access may not want or be able to take the drugs. So I do think that it's important that it's dealt with carefully because it's not necessarily the case that just because you've got a drug that could be very effective in helping people lose weight, that doesn't mean it's going to help everybody or be the right thing for everybody.
Nicola, thanks so much for coming on and taking us through all this. Really interesting.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Nicola Davis. You can find a link to her reporting of this story on the podcast webpage. For this episode of Science Weekly, the sound designer was Joel Cox and the executive producer was Ellie Bury. We'll be back on Thursday. See you then.
This is The Guardian.
Looking for your next great podcast? We live in unprecedented times. To make sense of it, what if you could learn from some of the most influential people on the planet? The podcast Tools and Weapons is hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Every week, he has a candid conversation with guests, including prime ministers and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists. The latest episode features Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science. They're putting digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre. Listen to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith, wherever you get your podcasts.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.